So I think that was the first bio hackathon in Slovenia, and you organized it. So can you a bit explain why these things are important and how do they work?
Yeah, the word hackathon, it's a combination of hacking. I'm using the word hacking more as a hacking making production idea, but it's also a marathon. And marathon, they take long, they're exhaustive, and so it's a long hacking phase. Like in this case, we spent about 8 days with a large group, kind of every day, working on the ideas of mobile laboratories. And during the last couple of years, I've done a lot of workshops in the framework of Hackteria, and we figured out that we really need this prototyping phase where we have enough time not only teaching someone but developing new projects and collaborate with other people that work on similar ideas. These hackathons for me are a very productive phase that I tried to organize this time.
Okay, can you explain a bit the idea of a mobile lab?
So anyway, with the Hackteria environment, one of our main activities is setting up amateur biological laboratories for hackers, makers, artists to use. They can be temporary, so we go to space and set up a do-it-yourself bio lab. They can be also a bit more long-term, like the Biotechna laboratory that we set up the last couple of months. And also because I personally have been traveling a lot, going to places for setting these labs and workshops up, I already developed some ideas of mobility. I need to bring my stuff somewhere because most of the stuff that we use in these amateur biology labs is kitchen stuff. It's stuff you get from a household, but not all of it. So throughout the years, I kind of got a bit, kind of a knowledge of what I have to bring in my luggage if I go to, for example, Indonesia to do workshops. And these ideas I wanted to share with some other groups and people that came in. And the other part is that if sometimes you want to go out into the field, into the forest, or near to a lake, to do some of the research on site and not bringing it back to a fixed infrastructure. So we brought people together that already worked on these topics or started to work on mobile laboratories and, you know, had 1 week of time to develop boxes that contain all the stuff to do some simple analysis and amateur biology in the field. We tested it already, and I think most important was that we constantly tested our prototype. Even the prototype were not yet finished, but we already went out into the field to test them and learned, you know, where they fail and where they succeed.
Okay. We had an amazing opportunity to meet all of these participants, people from hacking environment, from bio environment, from science background. Can you introduce them a bit? How did you pick them up? What do they do?
I planned this hackathon a few months ago already. One idea was to bring my two major partners in the Hackteria framework that are based in Switzerland to Slovenia, so they can share their skills with the local community. That's Urs Gaudenz, a microengineer and strong member of the maker part of Hackteria from Switzerland, and also Sachiko Hirozue, a Japanese researcher that part-time or full-time works in an academic research laboratory, but also is very interested in these participatory formats of working with artists and working with students. And she already has done a project inspired by an earlier hackathon that we did 2 years ago. She started to work with young bioengineering students on mobile environmental testing laboratories. I wanted also her to come to show the work she did with her students and also continue to develop it here with the local participants. So that was, let's say, the main, the core people I invited. And then I sent out a call to people in the network who wants to participate. And we got people from Zagreb, like Gino Sutic, who runs a bio-tweaking hacker modules and is a very talented amateur or whatever, uninstitutional researcher working on biohacking and on and transhumanism in Zagreb, and has developed already lots of protocols using kitchen chemistry and household appliances to do his own biological research. And because he also wants to do more work in the field and outside of his current infrastructure, he's very interested to develop these more mobile laboratories. Then also, very on a very short notice, Elizabeth Cole applied to that she wants to join. She flew all the way in from the United States. She's interested in developing a suitcase for genetic testing of food. So we were into helping her to develop a PCR machine. It's something Urs Gaudenz has already developed the last couple of months. So he was helping her a lot on building a mobile PCR machine for testing if food is genetically modified. And who else were at the workshop? We had on the weekend Stefania Druga also joined. I invited her because she does a lot of workshops and educational projects with children. And again, you need this mobility, because one of the key issues when you want to reach out to people, instead of waiting for them to come to your own place, you have to come to their place. So you need to have your equipment and your mobile lab ready, that you can go to where the people are instead of hoping the people come to you. Sachiko also brought her project partner, Sarah, who is a lab technician, works in a biology lab, and she, of course, can teach us a lot of the protocols that we need to know, and she has, you know, 10 years of skill, of experience working in real laboratories. And it's very interesting to see how she then interacts in a bit more amateur laboratory, but she's very, I think, open for these collaborations. And who else did we have? So the internationally, let me think, I'm a bit tired.
It's okay.
I think one of the key issues with these hackathons is that they are exhausting, like a marathon. After, you know, a week of spending every night until 4 o'clock in the morning hacking and making and discussing, going to the field, sleeping outdoors, having parties also with the local participants, it's a bit exhausting. So we're happy that it's over and we have some sleep. We had a few local participants coming in, like Chris, who is helping with the fixed, unmobile or semi-mobile laboratory, Biotechna. It is also mobile because we just moved it from Kibra Pipa venue up into the show building next to Kapelica Gallery, putting all the lab into boxes, moving them a few floors away and setting it up again. Miha Sukic was also participating, a local engineer who is very interested in developing medical devices, cheap medical devices. And who else was there? Paula Pin was also participating, an artist that works a lot on music and interfacing plants and electronics. And she was also a very important contribution on very creative projects, detecting luminescence and fluorescence in the forests. And then we had a lot of local participants from Ljubljana that just came in for a day or for an evening and kind of randomly popped in and out.
Okay, so yesterday you had the final presentation of what you did, and can you explain shortly what was like a final product, and would you say it was a successful hackathon?
Yeah, I think it was a very successful hackathon. Mostly exploring new ideas and sharing them with this group of participants. To build a, let's say, really robust prototype of a mobile lab, you need more time and focus on that. And so during the testing, we build boxes, or we use boxes and modify them into mobile laboratories. We figured out that if you even walk in the field, it's very useful to have strips that you can put them on your back, so you have your hands free. This is important for collecting samples. It's important also if it gets a bit more dangerous and if you're in the mountains or the hills and you need to hold on, otherwise you don't fall. So this idea is that we have a nice cute picnic corb as a mobile lab. Although it looks cute, it's not very practical because you still need to hold it. Also, we figured out that it needs to be really robust. I like hot glue, but after one day in the field already, a lot of the joints broke and the hot glue fell off and all that stuff. So I think that was one of the key findings. We also put lots of LEDs into our mobile boxes, which was very good because we stayed one night outdoors and it's good to have battery-powered light sources around. In my personal mobile laboratory that I built, I put the sound system in there that was, let's say, more for the entertaining part of these field trips, that we can, you know, have some DJs playing at the same time. So I think that was some of the key findings, was robustness, put it on your backpack or in your backpack. Sound and light is important to have. And what we also figured out is if it's for sample collection, make sure you bring enough containers. Because if you go out into the field, suddenly there's so many interesting things that you want to keep, that you want to analyze, and you can never have enough containers.
Okay, what happened to the frogs?
So we did, during our field trip, we first went to Maribor, where we did another workshop with local participants on microscopy and visualization of microcosmos. And we did a field trip into the city park and above into the forest. And now it's the season where all the tadpoles are kind of changing into frogs, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. So we collected a few frogs, very young ones, like even less than 1 centimeter. And we brought them back to the hackerspace, the post art laboratory in Goethe 22 Maribor, trying to find out if we can do some biokino or some other visualization of it. And we try, of course, with all our activities, we try to keep these collected animals and organisms alive, which is not always so easy. You need to have the right temperature, you need to have the right environmental conditions. But I think that's key of also these mobile labs. Even during transportation, you have to have a bit control over their health. Yeah.
Okay, so my last question, what would be your recommendation to people who want to build their own bio-movable laboratories?
Recommendations? Do it together. I think not try at home alone, build a mobile lab. Do a spontaneous hackathon with your friends and, you know, even 3-4 people, so you can work with other people and learn from each other. I think that's key.
Okay, I'm gonna cut this, but with full sentence, you say that they can get recommendations from your webpage or something.
And there is already lots of information out there. So if you look at the Hacteria project on the web, it's got a lot of information how to make your laboratories, how to start working with biology, and also this mobile labs hackathon is kind of documented already, and we will put more instructions on the wiki, which you find on the website.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.